Campaign for school-covered safety must continue. New exec rejects union-wide action. Martin Powell Davies, Lancashire. No member the National Education Union, NEU, demands for covered safety in schools have, once again, been totally ignored by government ministers. So, when the NEU National Executive met on the 12th of November, you might expect it to have agreed a plan of action to answer this rejection. Sadly not. The plan proposed by Socialist Party member Nicky Downs was voted down, with only 6 votes in favour. The overwhelming view on the executive, also put by the Socialist Workers' Party, when they voted against the motion, was that members wouldn't vote for action if a ballot was launched. Where executive members had opposed a ballot, unsurprisingly they got a response back that reflected the doubts raised by their leadership. But where a lead was given, and it was explained why action was necessary, it got support. Simply concluding that there's no mood leaves us exactly where we are now. Our demands will continue to be ignored. The NEU leadership is throwing responsibility back on members, saying it will support action only when a school group calls it. But school-by-school action doesn't win national demands. Most managements, although certainly not all, have done what they can to try and operate safely. But they can't solve the lack of testing, or stand up alone to local authorities and the government insistent on fully open schools. Members feel more confident if they are acting alongside other schools, not on their own. We need far more than occasional isolated action. Workload. This lack of national strategy existed before COVID, particularly over workload. Again, we were told there's no mood for a union-wide struggle to win a national contract. The same problems arise. Union demands haven't been met. Excessive workload continues to drive staff out of their jobs. Union reps and officers are drowning in casework. The national union continues to send out petitions, emails, and publicity on social media, but it has no strategy for when they are ignored. Schools continue to operate in dangerous chaos, with staff and students all in self-isolation. A different strategy is needed,